All right, it's me, Casey. It's time for another Dr. Varga podcast. I'm Dr. Varga. This episode will be reviewing WWE WrestleMania 32, which is wrestlers produced by WWE World Entertainment. It's placed on April 3rd, 2016 at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. It was the 32nd annual WrestleMania event produced by WWE World Entertainment. This one was held at the biggest stadium in the United States. And it had an attendance of 101,763, which is the, the largest attendance ever at a WWE event in the United States. So let me go into this one. Firstly, ladder match for WWE Intercontinental Championship. Zack Ryder defeated Dolph Ziggler, Kevin Owens, The Miz, Sami Zayn, Sin Cara, and Stardust in an upset, but this match was very, very good. I thought it was pretty solid overall. One of the better matches on the show. And then they had a singles match. Chris Jericho defeated AJ Styles in a fantastic match. Two thumbs up. I highly enjoyed this one. I thought it was very, very solid. Very, very awesome. Technically sound. Nice moves in there. I thought it was good psychology. Very good match overall. Six-man tag team match. The League of Nations, Alberto Del Rio, Rusev, and Sheamus with King Barrett defeated The New Day, Big E, Kofi Kingston, and Xavier Woods. The match was just alright. Could have been better, but it could have been a lot worse. That was a solid but unspectacular. Holds Bar Street Fight, Brock Lesnar with Paul Heyman defeated Dean Ambrose. Not the best, but fun to watch. The triple threat match for the inaugural WWE Women's Championship. Charlotte with Ric Flair defeated Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks by submission. Solid match. I thought it was one of the two best matches on the show. Or three best matches. This one was very solid. There were five good matches on the show. This was one of them. Thought it was pretty good overall. Then they had a Hell in a Cell match. And if Shane won, he would have gained control of Raw. And Undertaker would no longer compete at WrestleMania. Undertaker defeated Shane McMahon in a Hell in a Cell match. Awesome match. This was fantastic. It was kind of plotting and brooding, and like just definitely slow paced. It kind of took away from it, but when Shane McMahon did the elbow drop off the Hell in the Cell, that was just nuts. One of the craziest moves in wrestling history. And of course, he missed it, but yeah, solid but memorable. Then they had a 20-man battle royal for the Andre the Giant Memorial Trophy. Baron Corbin won by last eliminating Kane. This was alright. It wasn't as good as the previous years. Participants were Fandango, Damien Sandow, Shaquille O'Neal, Big Show, Victor, Diamond Dallas Page, Connor, Tatanka, Jack Swagger, R-Truth, Goldust, Curtis Axel, Adam Rose, Heath Slater, Tyler Breeze, Mark Henry, Bo Dallas, Darren Young, and Kane. Then we had an impromptu singles match. The Rock defeated Eric Rowan with Braun Strowman and Bray Wyatt. Then when they went in and attacked The Rock, John Cena saved him, so they like made up from the last previous WrestleManias. Just kind of there. Singles match for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Roman Reigns defeated Triple H with Stephanie McMahon. Pretty good match. I thought it was pretty solid overall. I thought it was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. And definitely entertaining. I thought it was pretty good. Good psychology in it. Peace, peeps, everyone. This podcast, Cornerstone, and myself, Swarm, Swooted Donna, producers, Joe G's. Peace, peeps, have a good one.